An interview with Tom Pryor, the head of the DPW in Westboro. And when did you start here, Tom? Or start working with the Department of Public Works?
I came to work as manager in July of 1979.
And how long did you work with the entire department?
I went to work for the highway department in 1943 when I graduated from high school.
Okay, and in 1943, could you explain some of the differences? What is in, let's say, streets and highways? When you came in 1943, what were the roads and the concerns, and how have they changed in the last...
It was still quite much of a rural town.
A lot of farms?
A lot of farms, and an awful lot of the streets in town were farm roads, that there was a farm on it or two. And I can remember sanding, in the wintertime, you'd only go out and sand the steep hills, and we stood in the back of the dump trucks and threw the sand out by hand.
Now, what were some of these streets that had farms on them?
Most everything. If you got out beyond Baxter Street, out was pretty much a rural area.
Okay. That's out toward the west.
Country Club and out was nothing.
No, they were just orchards, for instance, like McTaggart's Orchard, or
just farms. Beyond the Country Club, there was nothing but a few farms.
Along West Main Street, all West Main Street,
West
Adams.
Adams Street. The only thing that was up on Adams Street was Francis Adams had a farm at the top of the hill.
And there were no homes then from West Main Street or Baxter Street?
I can remember coming down, plowing Adams Street one time with Charlie Farbish, and a farmer, better unnamed, was very upset because we were plowing the street. He wanted to use it to drag his sleighs over, to haul wood over.
Oh, and if you plowed it, then he couldn't use his sleighs.
That's right.
Now, these were all paved, were they?
No.
They were not.
Gravel roads.
Gravel?
I can remember putting gravel on Chestnut Street. Making it passable as a gravel road.
And Chestnut is that long lane, or
Gravel Street and East Main, or West Main Street.
So all the way out West Main. What about out toward Upton Road? Is that all that area? That
I remember working for the town when we started to rebuild Upton Road at the town line in Dominion. It was nothing but a cat path, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
And that was
back in 43.
43 also. Okay, and then
Arch
going
Street,
up.
I can remember Arch Street. We would plow Arch Street a couple of days later, after the snowstorm, or maybe the next day.
Because?
There was nothing there.
Nothing there.
There was one house over the top of a hill. His name was Faye. And we used to plow out to about him, but as far as going through, plowed a couple of days later.
Do you remember any of the big farms that were out there? Or out in the, all around the...
The big farms, the houses are still there pretty much, but,
yeah.
You know, Nurse's Farm was out there. And Ashworth was out there.
It's out on North Street and West Main Street.
And there was a couple houses out in that area, but not many.
Yeah. Nothing had been developed around the Eli Whitney
Faye's,
station.
Faye's house, there was a house owned by the Faye family at the bottom of, on West Main Street and Jasper Street. And then there was where Francis Adams lived, right? That house is still there.
On Adams Street?
On West Main Street.
Oh, in West Main, okay. So the road...
It was a quiet town,
except right in the center.
Bill Libby lived at the end of Adams Street, and Walter Taggart had a farm up there. Mm-hmm. There wasn't much else. And where Phil Quick lives, there wasn't much else up there.
And what about on this section of town, the east section, going out
East
Main? Now,
there was
Iandoles and all that?
There wasn't much beyond the river bridge. I lived where my mother lives now, next to the Shell gas station. And I can remember going out into that wooded area where the post office and stuff is. There was nothing there. The first house you came to was, there's an old house across from Tufts and the Honors, and there was a group of houses in there down as far as where Faye's dairy used to be.
Which is where? Where was Faye Dairy? Where the big...
Well, let's see. There was houses
across
all
from
along...
Across from Fallon Clinic?
There was all along in that area, housing along down to Lima Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a few houses right along in there.
Where was the Faye Dairy, Tom? Was that?
Right across from Barbara Smith lives.
All right. Okay. Across
right
from...
Right by your Baker Way.
Okay. Baker Way.
There was houses out on Baker Way. There was a... Wayman family lived down on the end of that. There was a little community right in there.
And then nothing till maybe all the way up to Yeomans, or?
Then you didn't get anything up until you get to Yeomans. And there was a couple houses up in there where they used to call way back, they used to call it Crook City. But you get on Lyman Street, Brigham's had the greenhouse down there. Mm-hmm. And okay. There used to be the old building that was the trolley station where they used to run the trolleys before my time.
Yeah. The trolley station, was that on the corner of Lyman?
I just saw that down a little while ago. It was almost across from the driveway that goes into the Julio Shopping Plaza.
Okay.
The greenish square house that's right on the other pavement.
Oh.
Right by the way the gas line crosses.
Okay. So the roads themselves were not used that much, so you didn't have to plow them that often. And
I remember we used the building where the VFW is now. That was the garage.
That was the DPW garage.
Yep.
All right, it's right on Milk Street,
right
across
the
from the fire
station.
Okay. And how long was that was the headquarters for quite a long time, or when you came in 43?
When I was a little kid. There was a building where the Dairy Queen is. That was the office. And John Massey had a blacksmith shop in about where the Dairy Queen parking lot is.
He still had it when, you remember?
Hmm?
You still remember a blacksmith shop in town?
I can remember walking in and watching John Massey shoe horses when I was a kid going to school.
That's great. Because of a lot of the farmers in town using teams.
Hmm.
Okay. And then the DPW then moved to the VFW building where it is,
well,
or just...
Well, they used that building as their garage, so to speak. You know, they utilized that general area right around in there for their operation.
And what kinds of equipment did they have then?
They had a little Ford dump truck and,
I'm just
wondering... When I worked for them back in 43, I remember we had a ton and a half dump trucks, and we thought we were... in heaven.
What are they now?
7 or 8 in 10-wheelers. We got a 10-wheeler now. Our 1-ton dump trucks, 4-wheel drives, were a little bit smaller than the average truck that we used to use for everything.
Hmm.
We had nothing that was as big as normal big truck, so to speak. We had nothing like that at all.
Do you know when the first snow plow, or I know reading back that they just hired men with shovels to clear snow. Have any idea when the
I can remember watching as a little kid, watching Mr. Nichols, who used to live up on Mill Road. I think his daughter still lives there.
Mm-hmm.
With a horse dragging a sidewalk plow to plow the sidewalk snow. And if the snow got real deep, they put two horses, one in front of the other. And I can remember them coming down the street plowing the sidewalks.
So that has to be...
30s?
So the snowplow facilities and trucks didn't come along till I think.
Well, they had trucks, but they
didn't use them.
I can always remember them plowing, but the town used to hire, like Jim Boland had some trucks, and they used to hire him. And,
they would hire outside or contract outside.
Yeah, I can remember the town had a Ford dump truck. It was a relatively small truck, but I don't remember what they did before that. My recollection goes back to when they had trucks. They weren't pretty big, but they had.
And what do they have? What do you have now? I mean, what's your equipment right now? It's huge.
Well, we got a 10-wheeler dump truck, a big Mack 10-wheeler, and we got two other Mack diesels, and we got two big GMC dump trucks. So we got some substantial equipment. We acquired recently a snowblower to pick up snow.
Uh-huh.
I can remember standing down after 1943, loading snow by hand in the dump trucks to clean up the downtown area. We shoveled it in the top. We shoveled the snow in the trucks.
Took a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of hard work.
I can remember standing down there and loading the trucks by hand.
When did you get the snowblower you were just talking about?
Last winter was the first year we had it.
83. And these big, the 10-wheeler Big Mac and all of those, have they been added gradually?
Since I've been here, we've been having the Max. Before that, they had the two GMCs were here before I got here.
Okay.
And they've got 2 4-wheel drive front-end loaders.
Okay. Now, as far as roads, highways, are they some of your biggest problems right now and keeping them maintained?
Well, in the many services that people want.
What are some of the services?
there's a sign down, there's a hole there, you didn't sweep my street. Back when I first remember working for the town, whatever sweeping got done was swept by hand. And most of the rural streets that were rural in those days never got swept. Today, we've picked up the mileage, the mileage of the streets that we've gained has been in the developments, such as the one up in Wallamattagget's area.
Off of West Main, yeah.
Yeah, and down in Brady Hill.
Do you know how many miles of street we have?
Exactly, I don't know. I'd say we probably got 120, 130 miles, I guess. And I'd say we probably had 80 or 90 miles then. But the workload has gone from having
few demands in those days.
Yeah, because it had few demands because there weren't many people living on probably 45 of the 90 miles. There weren't many people lived on them. Today, every mile of street we own in town has got people living on. So every mile we have now is a heavily
populated
area, and they want the services.
When you say sweep the streets, are you sweeping them from sand that came from the winter, from sanding?
We sweep primarily in the downtown area to pick up rubbish, debris. But normally we sweep the sand up in the winter.
Okay.
But, you know, we have one sweeper and everybody wants their street swept first.
Naturally. Now when...
Can't do it.
It's impossible. When did Route 9 become a
large... In the
early
30s.
What happened? I mean, what was it before that? Or what do you remember it before that?
I don't remember it before that, but I remember my folks talking about that there was some kind of a path down through there. There was a turnpike.
Yeah, turnpike came.
I don't think it was a paved turnpike.
Turnpike came in 1810. It was one of the really early ones there. Not paved.
No, I think there were parts of it that were paved and parts of it were probably nothing much more than a dirt road going down through there.
So that in the early 30s, what do you remember happening, or did it
I
get
I remember
paved?
Them digging out the swamp for Route 9 down where Friendly's Ice Cream is.
Oh,
I went down when they were working on that. My dad used to take me down and we would see where they had been. They removed the mud out of that swamp by blasting.
That was always a difficult part of that road, even when
it was a deep swamp and they blasted the mud out. What they would do is they put dirt out on top of the mud, then set up a charge and blow the mud out and the dirt would drop. This is still a method of moving mud out of the road.
It's a dramatic method of anything. And then eventually they paved the entire thing.
Well, it was paved with concrete in the 30s.
But didn't have the amount of traffic.
No. And then the first time any major work got done on widening the road was in 1948.
Was it then a two-lane highway in the 30s?
It was two lanes of, it was a four-lane highway, two lanes going each way of concrete. And in 1948, I left the town and went to work for the state. At that time, my first assignment was working on Route 9 when they widened it.
And they widened it to what now? What is it? I keep thinking it's a two-lane.
It's still two lanes, but they went from... I think 10-foot lanes to 12-foot lanes, because we put a 4-foot addition on it, and we also paved for the 8-foot shoulder on it.
Okay. And then, since then, what has happened to Route 9?
Just filled up with automobiles. They haven't done much more to it. They closed a few of the crossings and stuff like that, but they haven't done not much.
Now, what are some of the new roads that have been built since?
In Westboro?
Sure. That have a lot of traffic in it. Computer drive.
Well, 495.
Yeah, when did that go in, you know?
I should remember.
Mass Pike, somewhere in the 60s, they were saying late 60s or...
I should remember it because I built it. I built part of it, I was resident of it.
Okay, go back in your head then, Tom, what were you doing when you were building 495?
I think of my kids. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think someone was saying somewhere in the 60s, but I'm going to...
Yeah, gonna, and I remember just went...
And the Mass Pike also went in. Which went in first? Remember. I think the Mass Pike, maybe? Hard to know.
Mass Pike could go first.
Okay. But then Route 95 came along pretty soon after that? Or was there another 10 years or so?
A few years in between. I think it was maybe 5 or 10 years in between.
Okay. And did that change a lot of the Westboro traffic much or not?
No, it changed. It didn't immediately. Neither one of them things changed Westboro's traffic pattern immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, it opened up the Westboro area to development. And that's, plus the development east of us.
Mm-hmm. So that Southboro,
the Framingham, Southboro, what have you.
It's opened up. Okay, now in Westboro itself, I know since, let's say, Mass Electric and GTE and Digital and Data General have been built, what roads, have been new road
systems? New road has been built, this is Lion Street extension, or Lion Street from Route 9 to Flanders Road.
Okay.
Other than development roads, we got Computer Drive and Research Drive, which are access roads parallel to Route 9, but they were built primarily because they made Route 9 no access in that area, so they had to give access to the properties that abutted Route 9.
I see. Okay, so those were just ways of getting those
workers. They just took and moved the traffic out, so they, the properties had access.
When were they built? 70s?
They were probably built, maybe 8, 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 72 or 73. Okay, and what has happened to Flanders Road? That's changed. When you remember, let's talk
remember
about
that.
Flanders Road when you were a kid,
yeah,
and Flanders Road now.
I can remember them. Jimmy Johnson's father was superintendent of streets, and I can remember them working on Flanders Road.
Doing
when I was a kid, maybe.
To build it, you mean, or to pave
well,
it?
Well, they built it up from to what it was before we started resurfacing it, widening it. And that was done probably in the 30s.
Mm-hmm. And then it was, when did you resurface and widen it and extend now out to the industrial part of it?
We widened it over the last 3 or 4 years. We've been widening it, paving the shoulders and stuff like that.
And how much, do you have any idea how much traffic that sees?
I have no idea because we haven't got a traffic counter.
It's pretty busy, but a lot of that is channeled onto Route 9 through the...
Up over Lion Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's generated the traffic down there is the the commercial or the industrial development down there, plus the rail unloading facility that's down at the end of Markham Drive.
Yeah, what? Is that still used?
Yes.
The rail unloading and that?
Yeah. And there's also a facility down there that unloads corn syrup.
Corn syrup? Are you kidding?
I know they did
cars, right? Some of them do cars.
They used to unload automobiles.
Yeah.
They
okay.
still do. But
for
there's also a facility out in that general area, right next to the car unloading facility, where they unload corn syrup. And I think they got 100,000 gallons of storage capacity down there.
Let's hope it never springs a leak or something.
And they ship, I don't know how many truckloads of corn syrup, but they move a fantastic amount of corn syrup down there.
Wow. That's one thing. You don't know what company or who's doing it all? Well, it doesn't matter, except that that's a little known
Staley's.
Fact.
You see these silver trucks, tank trucks,
mm-hmm.
Staley's?
Okay.
Those are hauling corn syrup.
All right. That's interesting.
Look around. And you know, the ones you see going through Westboro are a few compared to the ones that go out onto Route 9 and go someplace, or go up on 495 and go someplace.
Okay. That's... Now,
so they move a lot of corn syrup out there.
Right now, I'm just curious, and how many people you have working for you, and how it's broken up. It used to be, wasn't it, Water Commission was separate. Water Department was separate.
And there was
the Highway Department.
There were Water Commissioners, and there was the Sewer Department.
Okay.
The Sewer Commissioners.
And were they appointed all these
people? No, they were elected.
Elected, okay.
And I don't know how or why, but it seemed that they were always the same group of guys that were Water and Sewer Commissioners.
Although
you ran for each job separately. I was a Water Commissioner and Sewer Commissioner at one point in my life.
Okay. On both boards, though.
Yeah.
And then the highway department was separate?
The highway department was separate, and that came under the jurisdiction of the Board of Selectmen.
Okay. You mean they actually, anything they made decisions on the highway? Or they have a...
They had a highway superintendent who was appointed by the Board of Selectmen.
Okay, now he had people, okay, appointed by the selectmen, that's why.
The water and sewer department, the water department worked out of the building that Dickie Brown has his plumbing place in, down in the back of the parking lot.
All right, where the town, not where the town shed was.
No, over back of the Grange Hall.
Back of the Grange, all right.
In back of the Westboro Savings Bank.
All right, off of Milk Street.
Yep, in back of the bank parking lot there. There's a building still standing there. And that's where the water department used to rent that building.
For how long time? What years are we talking about again? Right up to when? 30s?
Up until when they built the garage that we're now in, down on South Street. And that was built. Probably in around the last part of the 40s.
Okay, so
the sewer department operated out of the sewer beds.
So I was like, where were the sewer? The sewer beds are where they are now, which is behind. What is a good explanation of where they
back
are?
Back of Westmore.
Okay. Do you have any idea of when sewers were put into town?
The water system has been in about 104 or 5 years, and I'd say the sewer system came in sometime probably 10 or 15 years later.
Okay. Yeah, I had some indication that the reservoir started in, like, 1879, and they began
It was 100 years a year I came here.
Okay, all right, so it is 1879.
So I'm saying, you know, 15 or 20 years later, they started probably putting in some sort of resources. I'm not sure. I'm guessing.
And that's been updated, and now we're just going to have this big new thing, hopefully. And,
When I was on the sewer board, they used to maintain the, up there, and they have the mechanic. Mechanization occurred when we stopped renting Joe Conker's horse and bought a Case tractor.
What? No, wait a second. What did you use the horse? What was the whole procedure of this?
What they had up there in those days were beds where they would dump the raw sewage out into it. And the raw sewage would just lay out there and decompose. And when it all dried out, then they would go in and rake it off. And
no, these are just men, just people.
Yep.
Going off by hand, raking
yep.
it off, okay.
And they had a horse and team. And they'd load into the tip pack and take it over and back and dump it.
Do you know, where'd they dump it? Just
dumped it off the edge of the swamp area.
Okay.
The pile is still there.
Now this must be the same process they've used for many, many years. That particular process.
That was the process that was used up until they built the plant that's up there now.
And when was that built, you know?
About 20 years ago.
In the 60s?
In the 60s.
Okay, that's the difference. Hi. We're talking about when the sewer plant was built and then it was mechanized in the 60s. When you say the raw sewage came in, that was just all collected in the main sewer pipes underneath and then brought, just dumped right out?
Just dumped right out.
Okay, but what happened with contaminating the water? Were people ever afraid of sewage and asbestos?
In those days, you didn't have all the problems that you have today because you didn't have the heavy metals that we have great concern about being in the chemicals and in the system, because most of the sewage that was being put into the system at that time was human waste. You know, we didn't have the sophisticated industrial waste that was sneaking in.
What do we see today, then, when you're talking about industrial waste? We're having a lot from...
We're lucky. We don't have too many problems. Because we don't have the industrial manufacturers that cause a lot of your problems.
And Bay State doesn't have too
much. Not that much. They don't have too many problems. I mean, they take care of their own industrial waste. And Astra, they take care of their product before we get it, and they pre-process it. So we're very fortunate in town. We don't have any real major outputs that cause this problem. A plating company, this is just off the record, plating companies are something.
Okay. we have high-tech and clean, and therefore, do you have any idea how much, is most of the town connected to sewer, town sewer now, or what, do you know what percentage it all is and isn't?
I don't know.
No, there's a, I know that a lot of the places out of the center of town have their own cesspools and...
Well, we
sewer mains run, where do they run, do you know which streets, West Main and...
We're sewered as far as Tom Foley's on East Main Street. We're sewered as far as,
we go all the way down to Data General Southbow on Route 9. The majority of the 100th Road area is sewered. So East Main Street was sewered on Lima Street to Julio's, and then everything back up into town. Mm-hmm. And on South Street was sewered all the way down to Mount Pleasant Street, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. And everything up to that point was sewered all the way out into the Lake Whitney Street up in that general area.
Mm-hmm. West Main, yeah.
West Main Street was sewered all the way up on top of Adams Street. We sewered on Adams Street beyond the limits of our water system. The sewage runs downhill and the water has to run up.
Okay, and now as far as...
Fisher Street was sewered up to Mill Road.
So a lot of the new outline developments aren't...
The big areas that we're not sewered in is the Hyder Road development area. The Brady Road development area.
Right. Okay.
And Route 9 between Lima Street and Otis Street.
Which is a
Otis
big
Street
area
is
now. Are you, it is, okay.
Fountainhead is sewer.
Okay. So all of this now, and part of the growth in the town has forced us to have an avenue sewer plant too, which is, I've talked to Bill.
Flanders Road is not sewer.
Okay. Now as far as water, and water has been a problem off and on in Westboro.
Well,
how do you see the water situation, Tom?
We have relied upon the reservoir for years, and the reservoir, as most small open water supplies, leave a lot to be desired.
Now, was it a pond to begin with? Is that what happened? And that they dug
up? It was a very small pond.
Mm-hmm.
Because as the reservoir gets down, you can see where the roads went around and paths and so forth, and dikes were built.
So what they did is they just enlarged this natural pond, and and it doesn't have the capacity that...
It was fine up until from 1940, 50, somewhere in there.
Okay, and then what happened? That was the main thing that everybody... Yeah, and...
And toll road went through.
Mm-hmm.
But the reservoir is only... will only give you a safe yield of... maybe 1,200 gallons, 1,512.
The spring-fed reservoir in Sandra Pond off on Upton Road.
Sandra Pond is probably good for on a normal good year that we get the normal rain. We're probably good for probably 800 to 1 million gallons a day out of there.
Okay.
That's a good day. That's a good year. We get the normal rainfall and heaven we go in peachy dandy.
Now, when...
when we get a dry season,
mm-hmm.
and we don't get the rainfall...
A real problem.
Now,
what has happened in the past? When were these different wells... First you relied on only the reservoir...
The first problem we had was